And does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's another day, it's another subject. You know, I didn't plan it this way, but today's shows, both shows, do have a little synergistic relationship, I just realized. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Steve Lapidus from Phase 4 Pharmaceuticals. They are the company that produce and market the AgeForce product line. They have launched yet a new, very exciting transdermal patch we're going to be discussing. Ironically, the second half of the show, we'll have Dr. Andrew on talking about the amino acids for superhumans, part 4 of the series. We're going to be talking about the ergogenic amino acids, beta-alanine, carnitine, glutamine, and what their real effects are. So this is going to be a really good show. Just want to remind everybody that Anabolic Minds now hosts the Superhuman Radio Forum. You can get there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the forum link on the right-hand side, and you'll be transported immediately right to the Superhuman Radio Forum, where superhumans can get together, share stories, ask for advice, and just have fun. So check that out when you have time. Okay. My guest during the first hour is Steve Lapidus. You've heard his name because recently they became a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. But interestingly enough, they keep hitting home runs here. First, we talked about the Testo 100 patch. Then later, we talked about the Power Patch, which actually has real somatropin in it. And now they have come out with a third patch, which is designed for pre- and post-workout utilization. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. Good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah. You guys are busy little bees over there, huh?
Well, we got we have a very energetic research and development team, and we get great suggestions from our customers.
So that's what I was just going to ask you that. Is that where this all starts out? Do customers say, boy, I wish you had this?
To a great extent. In other words, once our company did the research and the development to allow more and more product to be transmitted transdermally with via the patches, once that field opened up, we went looking for products that would really have a real benefit with the transdermal patch delivery as opposed to oral delivery.
So basically what you do is you look at good formulas, good science, but that are obstructed through the destructive enzymes of the stomach.
Well, again, and that's it in a nutshell. There are, and again, we don't by any stretch of the imagination call, don't ever put down oral supplements out there. You know, we've tested hundreds of them, and there are some phenomenal, fitness, bodybuilding and fitness and health supplements out there that are taken in pill form or tablets or capsules or powdered mixes, what have you. Formulas are terrific. It's just that they're fighting that very, very difficult battle. You swallow a great formula in a packed capsule or in a powder. You swallow the formula. It's immediately bombarded by the digestive acids, which are tremendously powerful digestive acids in the stomach. That goes on for a couple of hours, and then, what's left of that formula, transits the small intestines, gets absorbed into the bloodstream. So it's a 4, 5, 6 hour process, and the formula that you swallowed as good as it was, is weakened tremendously by that process.
Let's talk a little bit about something more specific, because there is research out there that is a lot of times done by way of infusing a specific agent. And I'm kind of setting the stage for the new patch. Mm-hmm. We know Dr. Andro, who's on the second half of today's show, did a show not too long ago on nitric oxide boosters, and he even stated in a lot of those dialogue that a lot of the research that was done on, say, for instance, L-arginine was done by actually infusing L-arginine into the bloodstream. The same thing is true of ornithine. If you take large doses of ornithine, it causes osmotic diarrhea. I mean, it makes you very sick. If you take the doses that are required in order to raise plasma levels significantly enough so that it has its nitric oxide boosting effects. So here then becomes an opportunity, I see, for a company like yours that is focusing on bypassing the gut and delivering something transdermally, which kind of now we're saying, okay, look, sure, there's lots of great formulas out there, and some of them, enough survives the gut to do what it's purported to do. But here we have science on nitric oxide boosters that is totally opposite of the way it's being sold over the counter. Most nitric oxide boosters are oral, but most of the research on nitric oxide boosting from amino acids like arginine and ornithine are infusing directly into the blood in order to get the blood levels to the appropriate point where it has an effect, correct?
Well, you are, and this is where we saw an opportunity. We probably about a month after we introduced the Power Patch, the HGH Power Patch.
Which actually was introduced before Testo 100, correct?
Yes, correct, yeah, yes. Yeah. We started getting phone calls and emails from customers, you know, how happy they were with the performance of the patch, et cetera, and they said that and many of these emails and phone calls, which we welcome, we love to hear from the customers, and I personally man the phones 2-3 hours a day because I want to keep my fingers on the pulse, but they were saying, hey, you know, I'm taking a nitric oxide booster and you know, to improve the levels of my workout, et cetera, and you know, how come you don't make that in a patch? And that, you know, obviously that the light went on, and there were two very, very important issues. One, you know, with the patch, could we improve the state of the art? Could we get a better, more sustained ramp up of nitric oxide to the athlete or to the person that's exercising?
Right.
It doesn't have to be an athlete. Anybody that exercises can benefit from this.
Right.
Could we get a more sustained, continuous ramp up? And two, the timing. You know, the nitric oxide boosters have been marketed, and again, there are plenty of great ones out there, the oral ones, have been marketed as pre-workout. And when we say pre-workout, Carl, we're talking about pre-exercise. It can be,
right,
before you go into a basketball game, before you go run a 10K.
Before you lift weights.
Jogging,
right.
Or, of course, the bodybuilder, or going into the gym and doing your workout with the weights and machines or cardiovascular workout, whatever you're
right.
doing. The issue with the timing is, with the oral nitric oxide boosters, you swallow them, and then you've got the digestive process, which takes 4, 5, 6, 7 hours before that formula, what's left of that formula, is getting into your bloodstream. So,
Is it really delayed that much? I never realized it was delayed that far.
Oh, sure. You know, again, the formula, you swallow, or whether it's a powder or a capsule, it's in your stomach for a couple of hours, and then it starts to transit the small intestines. You're dealing with anywhere from 4 to 6 hours before that formula is truly in the bloodstream, in its full strength. And, you know, so we said to ourselves, hey, that's crazy. I mean, somebody wants to go work out, they got to remember to take a nitric oxide booster orally, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours before they're going to go to work out, because that's how long it's going to take to ramp up the nitric oxide levels.
Right.
So that was the timing issue. The other issue was the amount of that formula that survived the digestive process. And we think with the patch, and again, this is a very sophisticated patch, it's a two-stage patch. If I can take a minute, Carl, I misspoke on a prior interview. You asked us when we were talking in a prior interview about the different types of patches, transdermal patches, and I misspoke and I said that our Testo 100 testosterone booster and our power patches were two-stage patches. They are not. They're one-stage patches.
The Testo 100 and the
Testo 100 and the power
single-stage patches.
Single-stage patches with a sustained release over 8 to 12 hours.
Right.
Okay. With the power, with this new what we call pre and post workout patch, which is a nitric oxide booster and a recovery formula. It is a two-stage patch, very sophisticated. It's an in-adhesive two-stage patch, which means the first formula, which is the nitric oxide boosting component, is timed to release, starts to release and get into your bloodstream the minute you put that patch on. Within 15 to 20 seconds after you apply the patch, that the nitric oxide boosting formula is already migrating through your skin and beginning and getting into your bloodstream. It does so for about 4 hours to provide a sustained, powerful ramp up of nitric oxide levels in your system.
Right.
Now we think this is very appropriate. You know, put the patch on. You know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, a half hour before you go work out, and during this 4 hour period, your nitric oxide levels are elevated big time while you're working out.
Which a lot of people talk about, you know, continuing to feel the pump even after the workout, that would require that nitric oxide continue to be elevated.
Yeah, it is, you know, even though our formula is migrating into your system over a four-hour period, doesn't mean that the nitric oxide levels after 4 hours just dissipate.
Right.
They still remain pretty high, which is important. I'll tell you why that's important. But here's the beauty of this patch. The second layer is a delayed time release of approximately, because this isn't done with a stopwatch.
Right.
It is approximately 4 hours after you put the patch on, the second layer of the formula
starts to become released. Okay.
And that's the post-workout recovery.
Okay, let's do this. We've gone a little over. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the formulas. I want to talk about the pre-workout formula that elevates nitric oxide. I want to talk about the post-workout formula that aids in recovery. We're talking with Steve Lapidus. He is with AgeForce. They have introduced a new product, and it is a pre- and post-workout patch. You can learn more about it by going to superhumanradio.com. There are banner ads at the top. And you can even save 50% off the pre- and post-workout patch by using the coupon code SHROCKS, R-O-X, S-H-R-O-X. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on Super. superhumanradio.com. Kodiak cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a 2-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Guess who's back?
I like that coupon code, Steve. SHROX. Superhuman rocks.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's talk about the formulas.
Okay, it's when you talk about the formulas, Carl, it's important for you and all listeners to understand that the overriding factor or the overriding principle here is blood flow. Okay? So whether it be the pre-workout formula or the post-workout formula, blood flow, which brings the nutrients to your muscles, which is all important during your workout, and the post-workout, where blood flow is what helps dissipate lactic acid and helps repair tissues. Because when you work out, you're tearing down muscle tissue, and it's rebuilding. So blood flow is the key. Nitric oxide, interestingly enough, was discovered, but in 1998, three American scientists won the Nobel Prize for discovering the role of nitric oxide in the cardiovascular system.
And what was that role upon their discovery of its role?
Okay. Nitric oxide, which is a gaseous signaling molecule. By the way, when one of our customers first said, "Why don't you do a nitric oxide supplement?" You know, one of the guys said, "Why would we want to do a supplement with laughing gas?"
He was thinking nitrous oxide.
Right. Which, of course, is totally different. Right. Anyway, what nitric oxide does, it creates a process that is known as vasodilation.
Right.
Okay. What it does, nitric oxide, the molecule, is a signaling molecule. So the inner lining of the blood vessels use nitric oxide to signal the surrounding smooth muscles.
The endothelium.
To relax.
Right.
Okay. When those surroundings, now I say the surrounding smooth muscles, the smooth muscles surrounding veins, arteries and veins.
Right.
When those muscles relax, the arteries and veins expand. Okay, and what that does, it creates a situation where the heart, with the same amount of effort, can pump more blood.
Right.
It's just.
Now there is a point of diminishing returns. It should be understood that nitric oxide production is not something to be cavalier about. As we have seen with some erectile dysfunction drugs that are PDE5 inhibitors, too much nitric oxide, and I mean an overabundance of nitric oxide can actually cause such a profound vasodilation that the heart has a hard time keeping up. But in order to achieve that level of whole body nitric oxide production, it really does take some powerful pharmaceutical drugs.
And that's well beyond the parameters of our supplement. We're obviously very cognizant of that.
Right.
But here's the key, that this vasodilation, in other words, the relaxing of the smooth muscles, the expanding of the capacity of the veins and the arteries to for blood flow, this does not decrease the force of the heart muscles. It decreases the force the heart muscles have to exert. They just can pump more blood with the same amount of effort. Okay,
and, right.
Any athlete or anybody exercising, again, blood is bringing oxygen and nutrients to your muscles.
Right.
So if you can, during your workouts, if you can have a higher rate of blood flow, you know, to the muscle groups that you're exercising, more oxygen, more nutrients, you're going to have an extremely more effective workout.
Right, right.
You're going to be able, you're just energy levels, endurance levels, and all that.
And, you know, this is evidenced by, if you can get a nitric oxide booster that works, the thing that is promised, that is most profound, is the pump. You feel a pump, because what ends up happening is there's such a dramatically greater amount of blood flow into the muscle that the blood becomes trapped in the muscle. It's called congestion, vasocongestion, and your muscles actually, like a balloon being pumped up beyond its capacity, the muscles start to hurt from the pump because the fascia of the muscle is being stretched beyond its previous stretching limitations.
But that's a great pain to have, Carl, because that means you're getting more nutrients, more oxygen.
Right, and there is also a body of evidence out there that says that the muscle can only get as big as the fascia will allow it. Kind of like if you have a plant in a small pot, it can only grow as big as the root system can grow. But when you plant it in a bigger pot, or take it out and plant it in the yard, and its root system can grow, the plant gets bigger. And there is a body of evidence that the muscle and the fascia have a similar effect. And this is clearly something that happens to the ability for the muscle fibers to uptake more fluid, sarcoplasmic fluid. So causing a pump clearly has a role in hypertrophy. And this muscular congestion, this vasocongestion occurrence that happens when you do have a higher degree of nitric oxide, actually VNOS, vascular nitric oxide, being produced in the muscle and allowing the blood flow into the muscle to be greater. But the problem has been in the past, and I want to reiterate this, that most nitric oxide boosters fail to perform the way they're promised because they are comparing science that was performed by infusing directly into the bloodstream the amino acid in question, L-arginine, for instance.
And herein lies the beauty of our pack.
Right.
If you'll allow me.
So what is the formula?
The formula.
Yeah.
Our patch delivers the formula directly into the bloodstream. So, there's the parallel with the original research on nitric oxide. Okay, the formula consists of six different ingredients, two of which are paramount importance. L-arginine is by far and away the most important ingredient,
and that's in the first stage, correct? This is the
We're talking the nitric oxide
first stage,
the pre-workout.
Good.
Okay,
go ahead.
Arginine is a remarkable amino acid. It goes well beyond its production of nitric oxide.
Right.
It's also known as L-arginine.
Right.
Is involved in a number of different functions in the body, including wound healing.
Right.
Which is extremely important because when you work out, you're tearing down muscle tissue.
Right.
Okay, wound healing is key. It helps the body remove waste from your kidneys. It helps maintain and strengthen immune system function. And here's the bullseye. It's the main precursor for the synthesis of nitric oxide. I always screw up that word. But it is the main precursor for the synthesis of nitric oxide.
Right, right.
It plays a key role in cell division, repair of damaged tissue, which, of course, is what we just talked about, and it helps decrease blood pressure and improve immune system functions.
Right.
So, by the way, it also facilitates the release of natural human growth hormone.
Right. Yeah, actually, so, it facilitates that by reducing something called somatostatin, which is
correct.
Part of the negative feedback loop of growth hormone. If your pituitary, if there's a high degree of somatostatin, the body says, I don't need any more growth hormone. And L-arginine has been shown to reduce the production of somatostatin. So it has more of a pull effect on growth hormone than a push, if you will.
In fact, a quick aside, back around 1990 when HGH supplements started to appear on the market, they were capsules, pills, capsules, tablets with L-arginine in them.
Right, right.
To create a natural boost in your HGH.
Right. What else is in the pre-workout formula?
One other amino acid plays a secondary role, and that's citrulline.
Okay.
Citrulline is an amino acid, and it's also involved in the converting of. It helps in the process of arginine converting to nitric oxide.
Gotcha.
It also does another interesting thing. It relaxes blood vessels, so it's part of that process. It's
right.
not the primary part of the process, but it plays a secondary role, and it makes the L-arginine more effective.
Got it.
It is a facilitator, if you will. In this, we've also included folic acid, vitamin B9,
why folic acid?
Because it also is a facilitator. It supports the function of nitric oxide synthesis.
Okay.
Don't ask me how it does that. That's above my pay grade, but
okay.
I know it does that.
Okay.
Well, my laboratory assures me it does that.
Right.
And in that same breath, we've got vitamin B12 in the formula. Vitamin B12 does a vitamin B12. By the way, one of the only ways to get vitamin B12 in your system is via a transdermal patch. Very, very difficult to take a vitamin B12 in tablet form. That's why athletes did vitamin B12 injections, or
right.
People, doctors prescribe injections.
Right.
But vitamin B12 is also known as cobalamin. It's a water-soluble vitamin, and it again, is involved in the synthesis of fatty acids, energy production, what have you. It's it is a supporting element in this formula. Ginkgo biloba.
Oh, ginkgo biloba, right. It increases blood
Correct.
Flow, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
A very interesting extract comes from the maidenhair tree, which grows primarily in China, over 100 feet tall and God knows how many hundreds of years old. Is a great product for to prevent cell damage from free radicals, and it also again we keep talking about blood flow. It supports additional blood flow
right.
in many many ways.
Right.
And the last item in the formula is choline, which is a water soluble essential nutrient, part of the B complex family, it does many, many things to facilitate the work of the arginine, and then to a lesser degree the citrulline.
Okay, so that's the pre-workout formula.
That's the pre-workout.
That's in the
formula.
First stage, and,
again,
and that's delivered over the course of the first 4 hours of.
First
of the
four patch. Hours, within seconds after you put that patch on, that first stage is migrating transdermally into your system. And the nitric acid,
nitric oxide,
rampite begins to build up.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the recovery stage of the patch. You can learn more about the new pre- and post-workout patch by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking on the Age Force banner ad at the top. You'll see there are two different banners in there. One is for the power patch, and one is for the advanced two-stage time-released pre- and post-workout patch. And the coupon code, if you decide to take advantage, is SHROX. You can save 50% off the new pre- and post-workout patch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Introducing Age Force Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Six-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll have Dr. Andrew on talking about the ergogenic amino acids. Do they work? Don't they work? And if they do, how to use them. You're not going to want to miss that. Right now, we're talking with Steve Lapidus of Age Force, their new pre- and post-workout transdermal patch. Makes a lot of sense to me. Tell me about the post-workout formula now, Steve, which obviously doesn't kick in for 4 hours.
Yeah, again, and that you know, we feel is a is critical. You know, again, it's our assumption that about 4 hours is a time delay that most people are going to be done with their exercise routine, be it in the gym or out of the gym or the sport they're playing or what have you. So the patch begins to deliver the post-workout formula, the post-workout recovery formula, approximately 4 hours after it's put on. By the way, Carl, those times can vary a little bit with a person's body heat, a person's the thickness of their derma, but those are approximate times.
Right, right.
In any event, the fundamental component to this formula is lysine. Lysine is another essential amino acid, which, in case people aren't familiar with that terminology, means that the body cannot synthesize it. And it's a building block in all protein. Lysine also has a characteristic that's extremely important in post-workout. It accelerates and speeds wound healing, tissue healing.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. Now, also keep in mind that while the post-workout formula doesn't have L-arginine in it, that L-arginine is still in your system, and that also speeds wound healing and the rebuilding of tissue.
Right.
Lysine does a couple other things. It plays a major role in calcium absorption, building muscle protein, and it helps fight infections. And of course, its ability to help tissue rebuild and repair is important for sports rehabilitation after a workout.
Gotcha.
A lot of people don't realize that after a tough workout, you've really, you know, you've torn down those muscles.
Right. Right.
To a great extent.
Sure.
And, okay. The next element of the formula is coenzyme Q10.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Now I know a pretty decent amount of information about CoQ10. Why would you use it in a recovery formula?
Okay. When you look at what Q10 does by itself, you would question why it's in there. But again, we keep coming back to this. We talked about it with the testosterone booster formula, the Testo 100, that you can't always look at these formula ingredients in a vacuum. You have to look at them as a family. And our lab found that coenzyme Q10 works in a synergistic way with lysine and some of the other elements that are in the post-recovery formula. So again, you know, if we were to go through, you know, what coenzyme Q10 does, people will say, why is it in the recovery formula? But the fact is that in combination with lysine, it creates a synergy. And the antioxidant, features and benefits of it are extremely important to us in post recovery.
Sure, sure. Okay, so is there anything else in the?
Yep. And here we get a little redundant, but these things are all important for post recovery as well. There's folic acid, vitamin B9. We again put vitamin B12 in the recovery formula. Ginkgo biloba extract is in the recovery formula, and choline is in the recovery formula.
Okay. So the difference in the recovery formula is the substitution of a couple of the amino acids and the addition of CoQ10.
That's correct.
How long does the post-workout portion, the stage 2, deliver for?
That is also approximately 4 hours.
So it starts 4 hours after the patch is put on, and it goes for another 4 hours. So this is an eight-hour patch, pre- and post-workout.
That is correct.
How far in advance should someone put this patch on before they work out? Minutes before or even a half hour before or what?
Within a half hour. If I'm heading to the gym or I'm getting ready to play a game of tennis or I'm going to go jogging, or swimming or bike riding, whatever I'm going to weightlifting, whatever I'm going to do, I would put the patch on about a half hour before.
Does food blunt the response? Is it wise to have your pre-workout meal before you use the patch? Does it matter?
That's a good question, Carl. You know, when you eat, you're obviously, a tremendous amount of blood flow is directed to the, earmarked for the digestive process. If I'm going to work out, I'm not going to have a heavy meal before a workout.
Well, but there is a lot of evidence that a pre-workout meal is critical to maintain an anabolic environment. A lot of my listeners probably subscribe to the idea of some form of a pre-workout meal. If nothing else, a protein drink, before the workout, up to a half hour before the workout, before they walk into the gym and train, and probably a decent carbohydrate source as well. Now, there is some evidence.
I'm not advocating that you don't. I would not have a heavy meal before.
Okay, but to your knowledge, it doesn't play a role in the patch releasing its nitric oxide.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay,
it shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't see any correlation. Another question we get from customers all the time, phone calls, emails, is using the Power Patch. Can I also use the Testo 100 testosterone booster patch? Now we're going to get phone calls. I'm using the Power Patch or the Testo 100.
Oh.
Can I use the pre and post?
Yeah, and I see there being a synergistic relationship between the two because
and they all work in different biological pathways. One does not
impede the other. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No.
All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some transdermal 101 stuff, placement of patches, body hair, all that sort of stuff. We're talking with Steve Lapidus. Age Force has come out with another patch. It is a pre- and post-workout patch that increases nitric oxide production for the first stage, and then it is a post-workout recovery blend for the second stage. You can learn more about it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking on the banner ad for the pre- and post-workout patch from Age Force. And if you decide to take advantage of it, you can save 50% off, 50, cut the price in half, by using the coupon code SHROX. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-metabolic
methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Later in the show, Dr. Andro will be delivering the fourth installment of the amino acid series. You know, this patch and the discussion about amino acids just goes to show amino acids are very overlooked. Many of us look for what we consider stronger, harder, hardcore compounds. Quite often amino acids can do a lot of the things that you want them to do when you know how to deliver them and when and how to use them. Steve, first of all, for those people who are already buying either the Testo 100 or the Power Patch and have some experience with buying from Age Force, how many patches actually come in this particular product's makeup?
Good question. Since this is a pre- and post-workout patch, and the first question we asked ourselves, Carl, was, how often do people work out? And, that's all over the map. Some people work out once a week, some people three times a week, some people five times a week. So we felt that we would put enough patches in this package to accommodate everybody. And we went with the five workouts a week standard, if you will. So five workouts a week, when you figure four and a half weeks per month, gets you to 22 patches. And then we put an additional two patches in there just to have extra patches if somebody wants to throw an extra workout in there or, patch.
Or share one with a friend.
Exactly. There you go. So there are 24 patches for a month's supply. And, we feel that covers all the bases. If somebody works out less frequently, they're going to have some extra patches.
There you go.
There are 24. And it's a relative, it's less, this is a less expensive product than our HGH Power Patch.
I bet.
Testo Patch. I mean, with your 50-off, with the 50-off special that we've extended to you with the promo code, somebody can, give this patch a trial for $20-$25.
Right, and they'll know right away if it's working for them or not.
This is
one of those things that you'll either feel it or you won't. There's no blood test needed.
Exactly. So we hope that your listeners will, your audience will, take a look at this product.
Where should people wear it? Obviously, since you're wearing it during your workout, you want it to be someplace where you're not going to be rubbing up against it or possibly rub it off. And where should people wear it? And is it advisable to put something over it, like one of those big square Band-Aids? You know what I'm talking about?
The three best places to wear a transdermal patch are the inside of your wrist, where somebody would feel for a pulse, the upper portion of your forearm, where people have had blood tests,
right?
Almost everybody has, where they draw blood, the upper portion of your forearm. Or about an inch or two below the navel, left or right, along that line. Makes no difference. Those are the areas that have a confluence of blood vessels, small capillaries, etc. So those are the prime spots. The inside of your wrist might be a great candidate for the pre- and post-workout patch because of a lack of perspiration your wrist.
Yeah.
Now, because we want this patch to be worn both just before, during your workout, and after your workout, during your cool-down period, or what have you, someone that perspires profusely may have an adhesive issue with the patch. We talked about, I think, the first time I was interviewed with you, that we have that, we always have that balancing act between the strength of the adhesive and the formula. You make
right.
the adhesive too powerful, and that formula won't get released. You know, keep in mind, that formula is within the adhesive. With the patch, if you find, you sweat profusely and the adhesion qualities of the patch are lacking, there are the waterproof bandages or any drugs for that. There's waterproof tape, medical tape, keep it on there because you want it on there for 8 hours. In the testing we've done, internally here in our company, 99% of the time the patch stays on. But, for that occasional time when it doesn't.
Yeah, if you're a real bad sweater, if you're somebody who just... Yeah. I mean, I know where I sweat from when I train. Above the abdomen, and where the chest is, I sweat. I wouldn't put the patch there, obviously. I don't really sweat on my arms, per se, especially the inner arms, like where you're talking about, the wrists. I mean, I can see me putting it on there, and I'm sure it would stay...
Or right above at that top portion of your forearm, you don't have the confluence of perspiration glands. So that's another good place. But again, if there's a problem, just throw a Band-Aid on top of it. You want to just keep it on, keep that good contact with
the skin,
and we're putting a couple. And again, you've got some extra patches in there. Especially if you're one of those people that work out three times a week, you've got plenty of extra patches.
Yeah, right. What about hair? Does hair, if any of these areas that we're talking about are covered with hair, is it adequate just to lay the hair down flat and put the patch on, or should you just take a razor blade and just shave a little 1-inch by 1-inch area?
You should, exactly. Yeah. You want a good, clean contact throughout. If you got hair under that patch, those are going to be areas where that formula is not going to migrate, transdermally. So, because it won't be able to, get past the hair. So, just shave. It's a small patch. It's 1.25 inches. I think it's about 1.25 inches by 1.25 inches. You want to have no hair there.
Some early research on transdermal delivery vehicles showed that by rotating the application area, could deliver as much as 10% greater amounts of the agents that were blended into them. For two reasons. Number one, in the case of hydroalcoholic gels, they had very poor cosmetic qualities. They tended to dry the skin out. So by rotating them, kept the skin from drying out, which is going to lead me to a statement I'm going to make here in a second. The second thing was the skin becomes, filled up with the agent. And it's kind of like first in, first out. It's like this little marching brigade across the barrier of the skin into the blood vessels. Is there any evidence that maybe if I wear the patch on the right wrist today, the left wrist today, maybe below the abdomen, the navel on the right side tomorrow, then the left side tomorrow, then go back to the wrist, is there any advantage to doing that or just pick a spot and stick with it?
No, there is some advantage and well, it's not in our instructions. Whenever we talk to people, we always suggest that you move the patch around. And that's a good point, Carl. I'm going to be, when we are done with the interview, I'm going to be talking to our people about possibly...
including that in the instructions, maybe.
Because it does give... there is an incremental benefit.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's 10%. That's all we're talking about, 10%. But 10% in some drugs could mean the difference between them working and them not.
There's no question about it.
Which leads me to the next statement. A lot of the early science that was done on transdermal delivery, we're talking specifically about hydroalcoholic creams and lecithin-based organogels, found that the variability in delivery of drugs in one individual was greatly changed by their level of hydration. You must drink a lot of water if you want transdermals to work properly. If you don't, if you have days where you don't drink much water, you're going to find that the transdermals don't work as effectively on those days. Hydration of the skin plays a very, very large role in transdermal delivery. So I would say to you that if you are using any transdermal products whatsoever, that you need to adhere to the half gallon plus a day consumption, and more for those who train hard and live in hot climates, shoot for a gallon of water a day just to make sure that you're well hydrated. One of the rules that I go by for hydration, because I take high doses of vitamin B, is I look at the color of my urine. If my urine is very, very orange, then I'm not getting enough water. If it's that yellow straw color, then I'm getting enough water because the vitamin B is not in high concentrations in the urine. So I like to use my urine as an indicator of my hydration. But hydration plays a role in the success of transdermals being delivered. Be aware of that.
It does, and the reason we don't make a point of that is because, you know, our products are geared to the people that have a fitness routine, and you know, our presumption is that they're cognizant,
yes,
of how important hydration is.
Yes, yes. But you'd be surprised. There are lots of guys out there who don't understand the importance of hydration. We did shows a few years ago showing that that even a moderate amount of dehydration impairs strength dramatically. So, and there is,
you know,
evidence that it also causes disruption of certain hormonal milieus as well.
You raise an interesting point with urine. If you start to see that orangey color in your urine, obviously you're not hydrating enough, as you said, but you're also at risk, your elevated risk factor for kidney stones.
That's right. Kidney function is impaired. I have people who email me periodically and say, I've got problems with my kidneys. What should I do? And I email them back and say, increase your water intake dramatically. What are you drinking now? Double it within the next 4 days and then try to add another 50% to that. And they email me back and they say, but won't that make my kidneys work harder? And no. Drinking water is like lubricating the kidneys.
Correct. And when I say you're at a heightened risk for kidney stones, it goes back to your old chemistry class in high school, where a crystal forms in a concentrated liquid. Kidney stones are crystals, and when your urine is concentrated, you're at risk for kidney stone formation,
right.
A crystal formation. When it's urine is diluted, crystals don't form in a diluted environment. So, just good to know because when you work out, look, anybody that works out hard, you get lots of perspiration, and hydration is just key.
It's essential. Really, and there you go. Okay. So, last thing we want to say, and if you have any questions about the product, you can email them to me at onair@superhumanradio.com. You can go to AgeForce and submit questions there. You can get to AgeForce very easily by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AgeForce banner ad. There's two of them up there. Be aware of this. Well, actually, there's three. One is for the Testo 100 product. One is for the Power Patch. And one is for the new pre- and post-workout patch. So make sure you're clicking.
Each one has a different promo code.
That's right. And each one has a different discount code. The new one we're talking about today, the pre- and post-workout patch, the coupon code for this is SHROX, because it does. and save 50% off. Give it a try. Steve, first of all, it should be no mystery to anybody that you are a major sponsor of the show at this point in time. So I first want to thank you for your patronage to the show, number one.
Well, again, Carl, it's, you and your listeners have earned it. We benefit from the show in so many ways. The most important, the phone calls and emails we get from your listeners and their intelligence and their questions and their knowledge is just fabulous. Something you and I talked about, we would welcome suggestions from your listeners if they're embracing transdermal technology and the science of transdermal patches. Let us have suggestions. What other supplements they'd like to see?
Well, I can tell you already after today's show, I have a funny feeling that you're going to start getting emails from people saying, could you please add beta-alanine to the pre-workout formula in your patch? I have a funny feeling that that's going to happen because that's a natural one right there. Let's do this. Let's bid you adieu. Thank you again for being on the show. Remind everybody
Thank you for having me. Carl.
Yeah, take a look at the new AgeForce pre- and post-workout patch. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad. Steve, we'll have you back on the air soon, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And then I'm going to tell you to stay tuned because Dr. Andrew is going to be on in a couple minutes, and we're going to do the fourth installment of the amino acid series. You don't want to miss this. This is the Ergogenics. Let's find out what works and what doesn't. You know that Dr. Andrew puts a lot of research into this stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com. Today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest comes to us all the way from Germany, by telephone, of course, and he is Professor Dr. Andrew. How are you, Dr. Andrew?
I'm fine, and I'm hoping you are better too, Carl, or on the way of improvement at least.
Yes, I am. I really am. I have to tell you, I got into the gym day before yesterday and trained as hard as I could. I did my contrast. I sat in the sauna for 30 minutes. I jumped in an ice-cold shower. It made me catch a gasp for my air. The following day, I just did some light cardio. Today I went into the gym. I can already feel my strength coming back. I did my breathing squats followed by my farmer's walks. I did some heavy push-pull movements. I did a little bit of everything. Once again, sat in the sauna, ice-cold shower. And I can tell, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know that in a week or two, I will absolutely feel a lot better. And so that's what it is for me. I have to train. You know what? The way they have working class dogs, you know, hunting dogs. I had a Hungarian Vizsla. If you did not take him out and let him run every single day, he used to get listless and sick looking. And when he would run all the time, he would feel great. And I'm a working class human being. I need to expend that energy or my body starts to regress. That's the end of that. And I'll have to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to get going. And when you're rolling, you're rolling. But and when you're getting to a halt, then it gets problematic sometimes.
Right, right. Okay, so let's... I'm sorry?
For me, it's like when I'm going on vacation or having holidays and suddenly all the stress is falling off, then I'm beginning to get sick. It's strange, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that happens to a lot of people, actually, because I have been taking lots of little brief vacations, if you will. I had to go to Phoenix to help my mom. You know, I've taken off a couple days here and there, and I think I'm paying the price for it. But I'm coming back. I want to thank – I've gotten so many emails from so many people just with short little one-liners, you know, good luck with your recovery or your getting back on track. And I just want to thank everybody who sent me emails. It's very, very thoughtful. It makes it so much easier knowing that there are people behind you that want the best for you. It's amazing. It's amazing energy that I draw from it. So thank you very much for that.
That's correct. These are the real ergogenic.
Yes.
Way better than any amino acid.
Yes.
When it comes to you going.
Yes, I agree.
Apart from friends and other people, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that takes us to the part four of the Amino Acids for Superhuman series. And we're going to talk about the amino acids that are purported to be ergogenic in that they're supposed to improve performance in one way or another. And I have experimented with all of these, and I am not sure which work and which don't. So, anyway, I'm turning to you for your keen advice.
Well, it's difficult to say, and I must admit I've experimented with all of these as well, and still I'm not really sure which ones work in a way that that I would really recommend buying them and using them on the constant basis. But all three we are talking about, and these are beta-alanine, carnitine, and glutamine. All those three are among the most prominent amino acids, and I think most people, when they will buy a product or supplement and they see one of these three are in them, then they say, well, at least that's in it. So it will do something because they have heard about this effect of, for example, the endurance effect of beta-alanine or the fat-burning effect of carnitine or the muscle-building effect of glutamine. And so if one of these amino acids is in my product, then it must be a solid thing.
Right.
But if you look at the science, you will notice that some of the promises or some of the common truths or what most people say these amino acids will do, they did that in a single study or they did that in study A but failed to do that in study B. And so this is what we are going to talk about today. And I would actually like to start out with beta-alanine because this connects right back to the last episode where we ended with taurine. And in the case of taurine and beta-alanine, I already hinted at an antagonism between the two. That is, they compete for the same transporter, and so they compete for absorption in the gut. And actually, many things we know about the function of taurine have been elucidated in studies where rats or rodents in general were given water that was laced with beta-alanine so that they did not absorb their dietary taurine and became taurine deficient. And I think after the last episode, some people got a little weary that taking taurine or taking beta-alanine would deplete their taurine stores. And I must commit guilty that I I did what I usually always rant against and promoted some kind of fear-mongerism, as I like to call it. So I, with a blog post on a study I posted rather to elucidate the exact mechanism or what the antagonism between beta-alanine and taurin is. And on Thursday of last week, I posted some information about this study that showed that if you incubate heart muscle cells with beta-alanine, then they are starting to suffocate. That means they cannot use the oxygen as effectively. And this topped off the discussion that already started after the last installment of the amino acid episode, and suddenly some people began to think, oh, God, I'm taking this pre-workout supplement with beta-alanine. Next time I work out in the gym, suddenly my heart won't get air supply, oxygen supply, and I will suffocate and die. But in fact, this study was rather meant to show that on a cellular level there is an antagonism as well. But you will never achieve such high levels of beta-alanine around your cardiomyocytes, that is, around your heart cells, that they will actually be unable to breathe. And also, even if the beta-alanine, or if you bathe your heart cells in beta-alanine, your body will immediately start to compensate. And this effect took a few minutes until the oxygen supply decreased. So in that time, if you have normal taurine levels, your body would already have compensated. And these compensation effects and the tendency for your body to always keep a homeostatic level, this is something we will encounter with all the other amino acids we are talking today, we will be talking about today as well. So homeostasis is a very important concept when it comes to supplementing amino acids.
Yes. Would it be wise to take taurine and beta-alanine together? Would that solve the problem? Should it be always one with the other and never independent?
I don't think you would have a problem with taking either of them independently. It wouldn't be a problem to take them together. Of course, we could handle the absorption of the two. That is, it would take a little longer. And, for example, it could also help with the tingles you get with a beta-alanine.
Right.
Because, in essence, you get those tingles when you absorb too much of the beta-alanine at a too high rate. And therefore, most studies, they use doses around 200 milligrams to maximal 800 milligrams of beta-alanine, because otherwise the subjects would get the tingles. And this is not only, well, some people describe them as very pleasant, and I must say I personally like those tingles as well, but others really can't stand it. And when you're doing a study, you of course want to do a randomized placebo-controlled study, and if you supply a supplement which gives the half of the group tingles, and the other ones who receive placebo do not get those tingles, then you hardly would have a placebo-controlled study.
Right, right.
Because all people who would receive beta-alanine would know that they received beta-alanine because they got the tingles, and the rest would think, whoa, I didn't get the tingles, so I could not have received the effective dose, or the beta-alanine dose.
Okay.
So, We need to keep in mind, however, that actually a beta-alanine is rather a means, not the aggregatic itself. It's rather used to increase carnosine levels in muscle. And for that, you need beta-alanine and histidine. And it's generally accepted that we have enough histidine in our muscle cells to combine with a beta-alanine to carnosine. And carnosine is actually this buffering molecule that has an antioxidant capacity, and it also buffers ions, H-plus ions, that is hydrogen ions. And by buffering those ions, it reduces lactate or lactic acid accumulation. Often it is said that beta-alanine itself would reduce lactic acid accumulation, but it's rather a second-level effect, because the beta-alanine becomes carnitine in the muscle, the carnitine buffers the hydrogen atoms, and because there are less hydrogen atoms, there is less need for the body to produce lactic acid. And in that, that is one of the fundamental mechanisms by which beta-alanine is really ergogenic, especially for sports where you need to do explosive movements and strength movements on a rather short short intervals, like sprinting, or for bodybuilders who do volume training. Their beta-alanine really outperforms other ergogenic, and it really works. There are solid studies, and there are several studies from very different laboratories who prove that beta-alanine in these scenarios can improve performance.
Okay.
So this is certainly, out of those three, beta-alanine, I would say, is the ergogenic amino acid which has the best scientific background.
And it has antioxidant value as well, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yes, it has, and it's also protective not only from your muscle cells, but the carnosine is not stored only in muscles, but it's also stored in your brain, and the carnosine levels in your brain also protect your brain cells from oxidative damage, and it has also been shown to protect your liver, because it's not tissue-specific, and increasing antioxidant defenses or adding another antioxidant defense to any tissue will, of course, be of benefit. So in general, beta-alanine supplementation is also or could also be considered as, or beta-alanine could also be considered as a health supplement. But always keep in mind that it's not the beta-alanine itself, but it's the carnosine that is formed from the beta-alanine. And interestingly, carnosine is also one of the two major sources or dietary sources of beta-alanine. Because even if we eat meat, which is our meat and fish and dairy, which are the products which are of course,
yeah.
Because it's Superhuman Radio and we are all meat eaters.
Right.
Those are the natural sources which contain most carnosine, and carnosine in turn is really our source for beta-alanine because it can be synthesized from uracil as well, but carnosine is the major dietary source. In order to increase your carnosine level beyond what a normal human being has or the average human being has, You would, however, have to consume supplementary beta-alanine. And studies show that the best dosage regime would be about 3 to 5 grams taken for a time frame of about 6 weeks. And after those 6 weeks, the carnosine levels seem to saturate, but it also depends on how much carnosine you burn, quote-unquote, burn by training or how much carnosine you really need as a buffer. But generally, it's 3 to 5 grams taken best in divided doses, A, to avoid the tingles, and B, because, well, this is one theory I harbor and it's supported by some scientists, that it's better absorbed if you take it in smaller doses.
Hmm.
Because usually your body does not want to have specific amino acids floating around in high doses within your bloodstream and start to excrete them when they surpass a certain level. So in general, and specifically with beta-alanine, it would be better to take multiple doses across the day to increase carnosine levels in muscle and other tissues.
Okay. We actually have to take a break. We've gone a little long, and that's going to happen probably throughout the show anyway. And I want to mention that will you make these show notes available at your website at subversity.blogspot.com?
Yeah, we'll try to do that on the weekend. But maybe people have noticed that there are several new series at the Subversity. For example, today is the first installment of the EMG, what are the best movements for the chest or to build a chiseled chest. So I'm pretty busy at the moment, and I hope I can make it this weekend. Otherwise, I will do it within the coming week.
Okay, and I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I'll do my best to get the these show notes up there because there's a lot of stuff here, and we may not be able to cover all of it in depth because Dr. Andro puts an amazing amount of work into everything he does. He does not go off half-cocked about anything, and that's going to be very apparent to you when you see these show notes, which I've been looking at, and I'm mesmerized by the complexity of information that he has gathered. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss the rest of the show. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Now, Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I love that song. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Andro, we're talking about ergogenic amino acids. We've been discussing beta-alanine and carnosine, their relationship. Where do you want to pick it up and go to now, Dr. Andro?
Well, I think we should get on with carnitine.
Okay.
Because this is one of the amino acids everybody knows, even the housewives know about it. Because at the supermarket, you can buy products that contain R-carnitine, and they promise you that whenever you eat those often sugar-loaded dairy products, you will lose tons of weight. But in fact, carnitine won't burn fat at all. It's the idea that it is a shuttle or a shuttle fat into the mitochondria is, of course, correct. But it does so only if the fat is only oxidated within the mitochondria. if your body has reason to do so, and this does have reason to do so if you are training or if you have high energy demands. If you are just taking L-carnitine, even if you really increase your blood levels of carnitine, then you would not automatically burn more fat, and you would also not shift your metabolism towards fat burning, as it's sometimes advertised.
Right.
But just take L-carnitine. It's like, of course you need gasoline to operate your car, but by just putting gasoline into the tank, the car won't go faster, or it won't even drive. You wouldn't even be able to drive without sitting behind the steering wheel and pushing gas pedal.
Right.
So, carnitine, in fact, was once considered to be a vitamin, but then people found out that it can be synthesized by the body, and suddenly it became a conditionally essential amino acid, and we have heard of those before, and oftentimes they turn out to be conditionally essential in very many situations, and it's not quite sure how conditionally essential L-carnitine actually is, but it's quite certain that especially vegetarians or strict vegetarians who do not even eat dairy products or are vegans, they have much lower carnitine levels in their blood, but they do not show those typical signs of carnitine deficiency that would be pathologic. But in fact, there are studies which suggest that, for example, children who were born in the 1970s when the first soy formulas were on the market, and they would not supplement those soy formulas with extra carnitine. That children born who were raised on these formulas have a higher rate or a higher tendency to develop metabolic syndrome. And they also had in their childhood already higher triglyceride levels and higher non-esterified fatty acid levels in their blood. So this goes to show that you actually need carnitine at a certain level in order to metabolize fatty acids at a normal level. And it's quite interesting, in a few days, I hope tomorrow I will have a study, a very recent study, on soy formulas tested on rodents, that they still possess this ability to deteriorate the metabolism, especially the fatty acid metabolism, up into adulthood in those rodents. So people who are interested in that would maybe want to check back tomorrow or on Saturday. I don't know when I'm posting this, but I think it will be tomorrow. But let's get back to carnitine. As I've already hinted at, it's mainly found in meat products, especially in beef, also in pork. But the highest highest amount of carnitine is found in beef. Then we have fish and chicken breast. And it's quite interesting that avocado is also on the list. It's one of the non-meat sources, and what is particularly interesting is that avocado is the one food source which actually contains GPLC. This is the form of carnitine which has become quite prominent about a year ago, or I think 2 years ago, when they found that GPLC, which is glycine propionyl L-carnitine, promotes nitric oxide.
Right.
And that's now
a product that is produced exclusively by a company called Sigma Tau, and they sell it to doctors as a pharmaceutical grade L-carnitine supplement. And it's used with patients who have metabolic disorders that are causing cardiac malfunction, like congestive heart failure.
Yeah, in fact, it's a really potent vasodilator, and actually, it's quite interesting that nobody appears to know what it really does. People know that it promotes nitric oxide expression, but nobody really understands the molecular mechanism. And
right.
I've been digging, but I didn't find any study which went beyond the finding that it does so and gave an explanation. But what is certain is that this is not an artificial form of carnitine, as one would think, not only because it's contained in avocado, but actually your body takes the carnitine it gets from dietary sources and the small amount it produces itself. For someone who eats meat products, this is about 10% produced by your body itself, and about 90% comes from dietary sources. And what your body does with this carnitine is he attaches those different ethers to the carnitine. And one of these ethers is obviously the longer one, the propionyl ester. And this is the form, well, there is a glycine molecule attached to it, but basically you can achieve the same effect if you just gave the patient the PLC, which would just be the esterified carnitine. And the other, maybe even better known ester is the L-carnitine, or L-carnitine. And the effects on the body of all these three forms are slightly different, and it's difficult. As I've said in the for GPLC, it's the same for the other carnitines. Not really understood why and those carnitines have those different effects, but it appears that they are taken up at different rates by different tissues. For example, you often find the argumentation that all carnitine is very beneficial for your brain health because it's the only one which could pass the blood-brain barrier. But this is not really true. It only passes the blood-brain barrier at a lower concentration than carnitine does. So by modifying the carnitine molecule with different ethers, your body already has the ability to shuffle carnitine to different tissues. And now that we are able to synthesize those molecules and supplement them, we are able to produce similar effects. And if you wanted to take carnitine, then then you would have to be aware of those different or slightly different functions. As I've already hinted at, the GPLC is probably the best one for somebody who A, has heart problems and wants to improve the blood flow to the heart, or somebody who's training and who likes the pump. And this pump can actually become counterproductive because the nitric oxide boosting effect of GPLC is much greater than that of arginine. It seems like it would force your body to produce nitric oxide. I don't really know if this is a good thing, because in one study where they gave people over a certain time period, I think it was 8 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks, different doses of GPLC, they noticed that the highest dosage, which was 4.5 grams of GPLC, decreased sprinting performance. And the researchers wondered why that happened because the blood values showed that actually those sprinters who had received the highest dosage from what their blood says would have been at least as fast as their the other sprinters who had received only 3 grams or 1.5 grams. But those subjects reported that they had leg pumps that hindered them from sprinting. So if you are a bodybuilder and prepare for a show, or if you just really like the pump, then maybe GPLC at a very high dose would be your first choice. If, on the other hand, you would like to take carnitine in order to increase cognitive performance, then acetyl carnitine seems to be your first choice, because it is the one which easily or most easily passes the blood-brain barrier and has quite a huge amount of research which shows the beneficial effects in depression and also in some mild cognitive impairment scenarios. and it's also implicated in what is generally called a central fatigue syndrome, of which I think that this is not a real pathology, but rather an accumulation of symptoms.
Right.
But if you energize your brain, then in general you could ameliorate some of those symptoms or get rid of some of those symptoms. And oftentimes it's combined with another amino acid, which is L-tyrosine, and acetyl-L-carnitine and tyrosine seem to be pretty potent, at least for some folks, in order to relieve symptoms such as brain fog or general tiredness. And the dosage here that is used in most of the studies is about 1.5 to 3 grams. And similar effects, or similar dosages at least, are used for carnitine, L-carnitine. And in this case, it has long been discussed whether it is possible, or it's even possible, to rise carnitine levels to such an extent that you would really see effects. And there's an interesting study, or one of the few studies where they actually managed to really rise the levels to about, I think, 20% above baseline. They only supplemented 3 grams of L-carnitine, so it's not really about the dosage. But what they did is they supplied their subjects with the carnitine 3 times a day, and it was also taken with meals. And if you look at the science, then you will find that the L-carnitine from the dietary sources is taken up at about much more effective, about 100% more effective than very high isolated doses of L-carnitine. So if you decide to take L-carnitine in order to try to augment your muscle carnitine storage, then the best advice would be to take about 1 gram 3 times a day. But in fact, the performance increase you can expect from doing so is, well, at minimal, if existent. Because if you are a healthy human being, and especially if you're eating meat, then your carnitine level or your mitochondrial carnitine level will probably be in an optimal range already. And by just supplying more carnitine, you won't burn more fat.
Right.
So this is one of those supplements that special groups, that may be very beneficial for special groups, but especially for someone who's living a superhuman lifestyle and who is training regularly, I think that supplemental L-carnitine is not really necessary.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to cover glutamine, okay? You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Andro. You can learn more about Dr. Andro one of two ways. You can go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. And if you can't remember that, just go to Superhuman Radio. Down on the right-hand side in the column where all the banner ads, you'll find a banner that will take you to his blog, which is amazing. He writes about such great stuff, constantly pumping out great, great articles. Check it out. We'll be right back. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to AgeForce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R., Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The next entry in the ergogenic amino acids is glutamine. Now, I got to tell you the truth about glutamine. I don't put a lot of faith in it. I know that it, around the time that creatine became popular, glutamine became very popular along with it. There were a lot of people who said creatine didn't work unless you took glutamine. But the body produces a lot of glutamine all on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, so. And also, it uses glutamine for so many functions that obviously that this led people to believe that supplementing glutamine must be a good idea. And although it's not, it's non-essential, it's the most abundant amino acid in muscle and human plasma, and it's found in relatively high levels in almost every tissue. And this goes to say you that it must be important, but just because it's important, it does not mean that taking even more of it supplementally will increase your performance. And one thing that was behind the hype of the glutamine hype, and especially in the bodybuilding world, were studies done on heavily injured people or heavily burned people,
right,
where glutamine really helped to either augment muscle damage or to rebuild tissue. And in fact, it's of course necessary to do so, and it's also implicated in immune health, and may help to supplement in critically ill patients. But there are two things you must think about. First of all, those patients are not healthy bodybuilders. They are in a completely different metabolic condition. And second of all, and this may be even more important, when you read in those studies about 20 grams of glutamine, then those are oftentimes 20 grams of intravenously administered glutamine. And you must understand that in with all those amino acids, the first tissue that really thrives on whatever you take in via the oral route is your intestine. And glutamine turns out to be one of the most important amino acids for intestinal health.
Really?
And, when you ingest oral glutamine, then in fact who really thrives on it is your stomach. And there are people who speculate that those people say many bodybuilders, they have those GH guts, so growth hormone guts.
Right.
But,
Doctor, that's, as a matter of fact, that was Dr. DePasquale said that on my show almost 3 years ago, that the problems of distended stomach from high doses of growth hormone were because of an overaccumulation of glutamine in the intestines and the stomach.
Yeah, and interestingly, glutamine is always purported as a cell volumizer, and those cells who are volumized by far the most are the endothelial cells in your gut and even more the liver cells. Of course, this helps the liver cells to metabolize toxins, and glutamine is also very important for detoxification and pH balance. But it turns out that taking large doses of glutamine could actually at least accelerate the process of developing those strange guts. And even in a person who's not taking a growth hormone, it can lead to a certain bloating or belching out of the stomach. So taking those large boluses can produce anesthetic effects. And another thing is that whenever you take doses that are greater than 2 grams of glutamine, or let's rather say more than 2 grams of glutamine hit your bloodstream, then your body senses that homeostasis is in danger.
Really?
And this is something your body really does not like. And what it does with all this glutamine is it uses it for gluconeogenesis. And in fact, glutamine is the second major inter-organ nitrogen carrier. And in the first installment, we have talked about alanine. That is not beta-alanine, but the alpha amino acid alanine. And this is the other amino acid your body uses to transport energy from one organ to another. And this is also the relation of glutamine to bodybuilding, or rather muscle tissue. Your muscle tissue is your major glutamine store. And whenever you need energy or any other tissue like immune cells or your central nervous system needs glutamine, then your muscle must release those glutamine and its glutamine. And you can do so by releasing it from stores, or you can do so by synthesizing glutamine from essential amino acids and especially BCAAs. So in the end, if in a study you measure a beneficial effect of glutamine supplementation, in many cases this is just a second order effect because you spare essential amino acids and especially BCAAs. So it does not really make sense to supplement with glutamine for those effects that are related to a higher retention of BCAAs in your muscle tissues, because you do not sacrifice those for producing glutamine.
Interesting. Now, I just have a curious question for you, and then I want to summarize some of these things. You didn't include creatine in here. Why?
Because I think there's been said so much about creatine that everybody really knows how it works. And
right.
The only thing that has to be debunked is the myth that creatine monohydrate would not be absorbed. In fact, In a healthy human being, it's absorbed at rates higher than 90%.
Right.
So you do not really have to care about all those other creatines, and especially not about creatine etoalpha, which has been shown to be absorbed at lower rates than creatine monohydrate.
Really?
So,
really?
What?
Yeah, I said really. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it has, and it's degraded to creatinine at a higher rate. It's less effective than creatine monohydrate.
Of the three amino acids that you covered here, Dr. Andro, which do you feel is worthy of our dollars as an ergogenic aid?
Of the three from today, it's certainly beta-alanine. And beta-alanine is rightly purported as the next best thing after protein powders and creatine. But this next best thing is a rather small next best thing compared to protein powders and creatine.
Right.
So the effects of you will get from beta-alanine are not that pronounced. But there is a special group of athletes who may prefer beta-alanine over creatine because there is not the risk of water retention and weight gain, which, for example, for a fighter who has to have a certain weight or other athletes who are competing with weight classes, in this case, I would prefer beta-alanine over creatine. But for all other athletes, I would start out with a good whey protein powder for protein supplementation. Then I would add creatine, and my third choice would be beta-alanine.
Now, what kind of doses what kind of doses should people be taking with beta-alanine? Is it the 1.4 grams that was researched, or is it more?
In effect, the effective doses in the studies which actually raised carnosine levels effectively were around 3 to 5 grams. And as I've already said, the U.S. takes this for quite some time. And if you have a friend who has just started yesterday taking beta-alanine and tells you he tore down the gym and he maxed out on every move, that might be correct, but that was not due to the beta-alanine, but rather due to psychological placebo effect.
Placebo.
So with all those natural ergogenics and even the steroids, people expect instant results like they get them with caffeine or Ephedra, but you won't see those. Sometimes you have instant results on the first date, but these are all placebo effects. You have to wait till those amino acids accumulate in your system and till all the interchanging systems start to work, improve, or they are working at a higher rate. So for beta-alanine and the carnosine levels, it takes about 3 weeks until they may have risen to a level where you actually could measure, objectively measure performance increases. And one word concerning the tingles. I'm not quite sure what the mechanism is. My speculation is, as I've already said, you have to add histidine to the beta-alanine molecule in order to form carnosine. And when that happens, or especially when you get high levels of beta-alanine in your blood, then your body releases high amounts of histidine. And I suppose that he just releases too much histidine, or part of the histidine is converted to histamine. And this is actually the molecule which is responsible for allergic reactions.
Right.
And some people, me included, I have taken doses up to greater than 6 to 7 grams of beta-alanine because I'm a stupid idiot. No, I just thought more is more, as always, was in the beginning days when I always thought more is more, and I really didn't mind the tingling, but suddenly after about 2 days, I started developing a strange kind of rash on my hand, where it also tingled. First of all, it started to tingle, and then I got the rash. And this is also a clear sign that there seems to be some allergic reaction going on.
Yeah, some sort of immune system function.
Yeah, and this might also be why some people are more susceptible to these reactions, because we know that there are people who have naturally high histamine levels and people who have naturally low histamine levels. And I suppose that some people who do not even get those tingles and they think the supplement they bought is bunk, those are the lucky ones who probably do not even have any allergies. And those who have many allergies, for example, I personally have high hay fever, those get the tingles. But this is not a scientifically validated theory, although the histamine theory is the most
plausible,
the hypothesis.
Yeah, most plausible.
Yeah, the most plausible hypothesis, I would say.
All right, I'm going to do my best. I have to produce a show after this one. We have a great Body RX show going on tonight in an hour, for those of you who want to tune in. I have to do my best to get these show notes up on the blog sometime tonight or tomorrow morning at worst, and I promise I will do it. I know that I said it last time and I didn't do it, but I will. I'll upload these, and I'll get them on the blog so you can download them. I'll try to put a link on this show as well, in the show area as well.
Oh, that's good, like this. I'll post them on the Subversity at the weekend, Because I still have to extend them in some cases.
Okay.
The stuff on GPLC, for example, I just read up on this before this show. And so we'll have to include this on the show, in the show notes, I think.
Okay, so then you'll get it done then. You'll get it up there. You must get these show notes. They're fantastic. Oh. Fantastic. Dr. Andrew, I want to thank you for taking time to be on Superhuman Radio today.
Well, it's always a pleasure and always nice talking to you.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm talking way too much and you are talking way too little.
No, I like it. It's good for me. I'm actually learning. When I interview you, I actually listen and try to get information as opposed to try to do an interview. It's much more pleasant for me.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right, and we'll talk to you again soon, and we will see everybody. Tomorrow's Casual Friday. Elisa is working on an amazing Casual Friday show. Plus, I have to do another mea culpa. In a recent show, I quoted Dr. Oz without realizing that I got the data from Dr. Oz, and I was wrong. Never quote Dr. Oz. Always check your resources before you quote someone. We'll see you tomorrow. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. trueprotein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit trueprotein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.